This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone! Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind! Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere! And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Biggie, let's hit it big time.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
You better get ready because we're going to show up and show up.
With John Lopez.
It is what it is, means nothing.
And Reggie Atatula.
And that, my friends, is a scorigami.
Always live, always local.
713, what's the damn number? 572-4610.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
Something about hearing Hannah's voice makes me happy.
It just makes you smile.
Yeah, shout out to the McNairs, who have had a good shout out for a good reason yesterday, and on top of that, shelling out a little bit of money, signing some checks that are going to help your Texans continue to get better. And of course, salute to Nick Caserio. Oh, wow. Okay, very good. I didn't know she had that one in the... Wow, Figgy, did not know that one was in there. That one has thrown me off my game. I got to be honest. We'll see if I can maintain my composure today.
Ski.
There's a lot of things going on today because, it is a March Madness Thursday. It is the first day of, like, the realness of the tournament. Obviously, the tournament's already given us fun stuff. The Alabama State buzzer beater of sorts, and then Texas doing that thing that they did yesterday. We'll talk more about that, but we'll have all those games going here in at the Twin Peaks.
Just a matter of minutes.
Yeah, not too long from now. Here at 59 and Kirby, come out and see us, hang out with us, enjoy the eats, drinks, scenic views. I see Ocho probably watching on the YouTube. I see that y'all are perfectly set up in the magic spot, like the drive, so you can witness the scenic views in and out of those doors. Yep.
That's right. Yeah.
We are well situated, I say. We absolutely are.
Hate to see them go, but love watching them leave.
All right. Now I move very quickly to West Palm Beach. Yeah, I was like, you took it just a little far, I think. Unless, maybe y'all let me know. Maybe that wasn't too far. Maybe I'm just a little bit of a prude. I don't know. All right. The good, the bad, and the ugly, because it feels like all those things showed up for the Astros over the last 24 hours. I will make this a little choose-your-own-adventure type situation. Would you like the good, the bad, or the ugly?
Let's go with the bad, because I think we all know what that is.
Yeah, so we had a whole conversation. Are you ready to jump off the Jose Altuve at left field experiment bandwagon? And I think for the most part, everybody was pretty calm, right? Mm-hmm. Tranquilo.
It's early.
Tranquilo. It was early.
See, I'm just flexing for no reason.
That's right.
But yeah, I feel like everybody's like, hey, man, chill, man. Like, that's a tough play to make. He decided that he wanted to, you know, or he got ahead of himself. He was trying to make sure that he made the throw in. All right, cool. These are the speed bumps on the road of learning and gaining experience. Then it happened again. he makes another error in the outfield. And it didn't look good, Lopez. It just did.
No. Look, and it was very similar to the previous one in terms of, it's not necessarily catching the ball. He caught a million baseballs at second base, but not like these.
Yeah.
You know, not like these where you have to really set yourself up. You have to, and you could see it in the video. I rewatched it like a lot of people a number of times.
Zapruder filmed it?
Yes, and he tries to circle around the ball, which you're supposed to do. Like, technically, he was kind of doing the right things, but he got ahead of himself. Spada said as much afterwards and you know, sort of tried to pick the ball and get it to his hand to throw and put extra on the ball as quick as possible, and boom, it hits the ground. It's bad. I mean, it's bad.
Or is that the ugly? Because it didn't look good, but I do wonder if it is indeed as bad. Because, again, I think that the logic that we use, or at least that I used, I'm not going to put this on you, to just kind of like calm myself and you know, quell any real fears about that yesterday, I think it still remains. Like, these are the things that it's going to take a level of experience for. These are things that you tried to prepare us for, that we were all trying to get ourselves our minds right about, is that there's going to be these moments for a dude that has never played in the outfield before and is starting that for the first time. And that still remains. You just really hope that, you know, when you make a mistake, that you don't make the same one. And that's the thing that's a little frustrating. But I'm still in a place where I'm good with the Jose Altuve and left field experiment. And, of course, it comes after Joe Espada yesterday said that is where he will play a majority of his game.
The same day.
This season. So, like, all of the timing doesn't feel great. But I'm still in a place where I am holding out hope. Because also, like, what other option do you have? Which is not a great reason to go into a place. But it does feel like, what other option do you truly have?
Figgy, I'm curious on your point on this. Because I get what Reggie's saying. I'm holding out. Hope. Hope is nothing.
Yeah, it's not a plan.
Yeah, hope is not a plan. Hope is not a strategy. Hope is not backed up by oftentimes by a lot of logic or information.
Damn, what you trying to say about me?
Or stats. What I'm saying, Figgy, is, are you as superficial as Reggie is?
As far as what, like, just holding like, out hope on,
yeah, on Altuve getting it right?
I'm not sure, man, because I feel like, I mean, maybe he could get it right, but I just feel like teams going to look at him as the mark, and they going to always test him. And I'm wondering at this point, like, if it's this bad, I feel like you better off keeping him at second base at this point. If we going to pick which is the worst, like, are we dying in the are we going to drown or burn up? So you might as well just pick your poison.
What is Dax? Are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen. Yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for.
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge. Trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I'm still in a place where I'm concerned, especially with ground ball pitchers, that continued thing. And again, these feel like the fixable types of mistakes. Now, of course, will they get fixed is ultimately a question that we don't have an answer to. But these are the mental ones. Like, these are the ones that it'll take the locking in and the level of experience and finding some muscle memory. And I firmly believe that. And I could be the fool, because there are people that are probably reasonably freaking
You're
out.
You're not alone.
No, I'm not. I know I'm not.
There are a bunch of people like, you know, the old give it time guy. And
that's right.
Let it play out guy.
Let it play out, Lopez.
And just, you know, the amount of affection and respect and adoration we have for Jose Altuve, you kind of cross your fingers and hope that he gets it right. But again, you know, this is spring training.
Yeah.
I mean, you get into games, and, you know, are you going to be feeling the same way?
Yeah. I think that they've committed to this, in that we're going to have to ride out some of the hiccups that we knew were going to be there. We can't then, like, say that on the front end, and then as soon as the hiccups get here, be like, oh, yeah. I'm freaking out. So yeah. I think we've changed that to the ugly. Do you want the good or the bad here?
Let's get some good. I need to flush that out, so to speak. What's the good?
All right. So in the eighth inning of that same game, are you familiar with the man that wears number 90 in spring training?
Yeah, his name is Cam Smith. To be number 31, I guess.
Maybe, I don't know, because he went yard again. Like, he just keeps doing this, and it's not just that he's out here, you know, having good at bats, which he is. It's that you're also seeing the power. He does not seem like he's flummoxed in these situations. It really does feel like we are in a place where it might be inevitable that they end up in this. Hell, I saw on Twitter our guy, Baseball Spo, was saying, hey, man, maybe I was wrong, which he was one of the staunchest that it's not going to happen.
He said he had a better chance of making it in the opening day lineup.
That is. And look, again, I understand where you're coming from there. He probably still has a point in that regard, in that, you know, the organization is really trying to protect him and, you know, bring him on as slow as possible, but he just keeps forcing their hands, it seems like.
It was kind of a ho-hum game. Another home run. You know, another big day. He now has 4 home runs, 11 RBI, a .419 batting average, and an OPS of 1.371. That's pretty good. That is opening day lineup stuff. And I frankly, I know you're at this place or very close to it. I frankly think it's a done deal, especially after seeing the lineup, the actual lineup yesterday, when it was by and large a probably 90%, 80%. Of what we're going to see on opening day, and he was in it.
I mean, maybe so. There's some people are saying, like, hey, can you go and maybe pick up somebody who's still out there, like Alex Verdugo, that's out there. I mean, possibly, but it doesn't seem like they have any intention of doing that. This seems like these are the guys that they want to roll with. And honestly, if you bring in Alex Verdugo, it just makes it harder for you to find a place to put Alex Bregman, or not Alex Bregman, goodness gracious, Jose Altuve's bat, where you need it. You still need that there.
Yeah.
Like, there's not another, I shouldn't say there's not another way, but it just does not feel like there's another way that they are really well situated for to get that bat into the lineup, especially when you have Yordan really fully occupying that DH spot.
And then there's the bat.
There is the bad, which is that Luis Garcia, who is one of the guys that you were hoping to see on the return, one of the guys that you were hoping that once he returns relatively early in the season was the expected return date. I think it was April, late April, maybe early May. The idea that would help further your rotational depth when it comes to your pitching, and that could continue to be a strength for this Astros team, which we know that when this Astros team is good, you have strong pitching. Well, he's been shut down. He's been shut down with elbow soreness. And is he become the new Lance McCullers? Because, like, this is not the first time anytime recently that we've seen him shut down in such a way.
Yeah, elbow soreness, we all know what that means. You know, and so it could have been an aggravation, could have been another, you know, heaven forbid, you know, worse than an aggravation. I don't want to say it. But either way, the two worst words in baseball are shut down. That's 6 weeks, 8 weeks, 2 months, 3 months, because they're not going to rush anything with Luis Garcia. Puts that much added pressure on the starting pitching staff, guys like Wesneski, you know, guys like that, and certainly Lance McCullers as well.
But thankfully, you've had good news on those fronts. Wesneski has looked really good with his stuff, and then obviously we've seen Lance McCullers. Lance McCullers pitched a whole inning of baseball in a organized baseball game, and will soon get another opportunity. I think as soon as like Monday, have another opportunity to pitch in a game. So, like, those have been at least positives there.
Yeah, and it does put. It thins the margins that much more.
It does thin the margins, yeah. Right? And that's kind of the conversation that we're talking about. You want to try and maximize your margin for error. And unfortunately, Luis Garcia being shut down thins that just a little bit. But, I mean, we move, right? Like, you have to try and keep going. And I think you're still in a decent place. I think Dana Brown's done a solid job of trying to give them a maximum opportunity to do what they need to do. From the 3-4-6, if Cam Smith goes on a tear like this with Tucker, did the Cubs get got on this trade? I mean, it's already feeling like that because even if he's not starting the season at the big league club, mm-hmm. on the 26th man, even if it's September, right? You have 6 years of control with that dude, and maybe seven, depending if you wait him that long.
But Cam Smith has to be in the lineup opening day.
I mean, it's starting to really feel.
Has
like
to
that.
Be.
It's really starting to feel.
Yeah.
Like that. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. We are live at the Twin Peaks at Southwest Freeway, and Kirby, come out and hang out with us. Opens up at 11. Somebody asked, when are the Cougars playing? 1 p.m. 1 p.m. they're playing against SIU Edwardsville, and I imagine it's going to be real loud in here. It's going to be real fun. So come out and hang out with us.
Isn't it funny how our YouTube numbers multiply whenever we're at Twin Peaks?
Is that the case?
I'm looking at it right now.
Shout out. Yeah.
Wonder why that is.
I have no idea.
They love whatsoever. The way you look.
I mean, I've often said this. Like, that's evident. I'm a very handsome gentleman. Mm-hmm. That's going to not shine well on me at all, is it? All right, coming up next, let's get to the question of the day. In honor of the first day of the NCAA tournament, what's the best day in sports in your estimation? 713-572-4610. We'll discuss that next.